This is CICK News. The Houston District Council met Tuesday night to tackle budget concerns, infrastructure needs, and community services. I'm sharing with you conversations that delve a little deeper into the BC Emergency Health Services, but as an overall, here are the key decisions that are affecting residents. In the most debated item of the evening, Council approved a 2% property tax increase for 2026, affecting both residential and business properties. This is lower than the original proposed 5% increase. Council acknowledged the economic challenges facing the community following the Canfor mill closure and reduced industrial tax base. One taxpayer spoke during public input, expressing concern that taxes have already risen 21% over the past 2 years.
My taxes went up 21% over the last 2 years, and you guys want to add another 25% over the next 5 years. I'm sure with the Canfor mill shutting down a few years ago, you guys knew that this could come to a head one day, and nothing seems to change. You guys don't mind spending more and more money all the time, right? Do we need a dog park? I really don't think we need to spend money on stuff like that.
Council Lieberman pushed for 0% increases, arguing 2026 is unique given revenue losses and economic uncertainty. However, Councillor Reitzma cautioned against depleting surplus funds, warning that it could lead to dramatic tax hikes in future years.
Most of the retailers, or just about every retailer I talk to, is hurting big time. Their sales are down. Also, we have to be mindful of Finning Tractor. They're still here in the little office, but they're not there anymore. Monster isn't there anymore. Two small stores in the mall have shut down. We need to think about these things. Like, we can argue all these things, and the surplus is there to make it zero for 2026. And that's what we need to do for 2026. We're not serving our taxpayers well if we ask for any increase.
The budget will return for first reading at the next meeting and may still be adjusted. Council approved purchasing a new garbage truck for $427,000 to be financed over 5 years through the Municipal Finance Authority. The current 2016 truck requires excessive repairs that no longer justify keeping it in service. Council also voted to apply for $150,000 from UBCM to update the district's 1998 subdivision and development bylaw. The current bylaw requires infrastructure like streetlights and underground drainage that don't fit Houston's needs. Councillor Riverman and Hogan questioned the high cost.
So as far as I could tell, this bylaw was copy and pasted from a larger center and put into our bylaws, which is why it's not constructed to our needs here in Houston. Why is it going to cost $150,000? To write a new bylaw that says basically the same thing, but with a couple of caveats?
What I hope to do with this bylaw is link up with the master municipal construction documents for design standards and performance standards.
Council received results from a dog park survey showing strong support for maintaining the Paul Gordon Memorial Dog Park year-round. There's also interest in adding a dog park at Jamie Baxter Park. Councillor Mueller strongly opposed adding a third dog park, questioning spending priorities during tough economic times. The item remains in the Jamie Baxter master plans, but has no immediate funding allocated.
I don't know why we're touching this topic. I had a strong opposal of you guys bringing this to the agenda in the first place on touching the Four Seasons Park and looking at building a third dog park, because we already have two dog parks in town. I just don't think that this should be touched at all in regards to, I think I had pretty strong words on it in the beginning, that if it's not broken, why are we fixing it?
The Houston Leisure Facility will see a 3% annual fee adjustment to improve cost recovery. Currently, the facility operates at 14% cost recovery compared to a municipal target of 30%. Fees remain comparable to or below other regional facilities. Council deferred voting on water and sewer fee increases after Councillor Reitzma raised concerns about equity.
If we've done a 12.5% increase to the tied-on rates, then there should be a 12.5% increase. I'm not against an increase. I just want everybody's increase to be the same.
The proposal included a 50% increase for hauled water users, while metered users saw no increase. Staff will return with clarification. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.